Hello, and welcome to episode 5 of my Spiritual and Sexy podcast. I am your host, Samantha, and today I will be talking about New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Later on, I'll be taking some New Year's quizzes to give us a few giggles, so let's get settled and have some fun. So, we have finally made it to the end of 2020, and I'd just like to ask two things. One, what the fuck was that? And two, are you all okay? Are you sure? Okay, good. It has felt like the longest, loneliest, and weirdest year of my life, and yet I'm still relatively happy. Could I do all of the things I wanted to do? No, but I did do some of them. I've been teaching myself British Sign Language. I've still got a way to go, but I have been teaching myself it. I passed my massage course with a distinction. I created this podcast, and I have lots of creative ideas for 2021. Don't get me wrong, there have been times I didn't want to get out of bed, and there have been times I've had to sacrifice my own well-being for the sake of others. However, after giving my head a wobble, I've remembered that I have great family, great friends, I'm healthy, I'm alive, and I have the power to succeed in whatever I choose to put my mind to. And so do you guys. I currently feel like I could look a rabid wolf in the eye and laugh in its furry little face. I wouldn't do that, of course, because that would be very, very stupid, and in 2021 I will no longer be tolerating stupidity in my life. Can I make it very clear though? Yes, I have accomplished a fair bit this year, and I tell you this not to boast, but simply because I'm really proud of myself. But for those of you who think you haven't accomplished anything, you absolutely did. You survived a pandemic. You survived not knowing when you could see loved ones. You survived the loss of loved ones. You survived not earning enough money to pay your bills. And even on your darkest days, you survived. Not only do I think that is an amazing accomplishment, I'm super proud of all of you. For those of you who are friends or family that didn't make it because of mental health issues, I'm so, so sorry for your loss. However, I hope this knowledge brings at least a tiny bit of comfort. They did their absolute best in a world that got a million times shittier, smaller, lonelier, and scarier for them. Yes, maybe they thought that they couldn't go on, but that doesn't make them any less of a person, and it certainly doesn't make them weak or anything like that. They just chose a different way out. And unfortunately for those left behind, we will miss them greatly, but we will never forget them. I say this all the time, and I won't stop. Please talk to someone, even if it is just a stranger who makes a podcast full of random stuff. Most of the time, talking and being listened to truly does help. Now, for those of you who will be celebrating New Year's Eve this year, how do you celebrate it? Normally, I mean, as this year will probably be very different to a lot of people. Is it normally a quiet affair with a couple of hot toddies during the countdown? Or is it a family affair where you all wait up together playing games, eating nibbles and having a few drinks? Do you take yourself to bed at the usual time? I know a lot of you normally go out for a few drinks and a dance, and I'm sure you'll miss doing that this year. But there is always next year, so don't let it get you down too much. What about traditions and superstitions for bringing in the new year? Do you have any of those? I asked this on Instagram, and one of my podcast friends, yes, I've decided that we're friends now because I'm not calling him a follower, as it sounds like we're part of a cult. Ooh, maybe we are, the podcast cult. Anyways, so he says his mum would run around the house banging pots and pans. Apparently, that's how they celebrated. Well, Mr. Sunshine from Rainbows and Sunshine 420, I did a bit of research about that, and either you have a badass mum who genuinely likes to celebrate by making lots of noise, or you have a badass mum who simply told her child that's what she was doing so as not to scare him with the truth, which is she was actually scaring away evil spirits who were trying to sneak into the house as you were otherwise engaged in festivities. Now, I don't want to cause family drama, but maybe you should ask her what she was really doing now that you're old enough to be told the truth. There are so many superstitions out there, and I'll share 11 with you now. 1. Starting off on the right foot. Apparently, you should spend the countdown stood on your left foot, and then when it's officially the new year, you step forward with your right foot. Well, that's simple enough. 2. The colour of your underwear matters. Don't wear black, even if it is your happy colour, as this is said to bring misfortune for the new year. Popular colours are red for love and passion, and yellow for good fortune regarding wealth. 3. Kissing. Well, this is always a popular choice, isn't it? It doesn't have to be a passionate, tongue-twisting smooch, although those kind of kisses are pretty awesome. So just kiss your loved ones on the cheek if you want to kiss. 4. Money must enter the house before any leaves. This ensures you have a steady flow of money coming into the house during the year. 5. Don't clean the house. Don't do the dishes, don't do the laundry, don't throw away any rubbish until the 2nd. I'm not sure why this is a superstition, but I feel like someone came up with it just so they could be lazy. 6. Make sure your cupboards, fridge and freezer are full of food so you don't go without during the year. 7. No arguing, no crying, no disagreements, no nothing like that. Now this one I take part in. I will absolutely avoid all conflict as much as possible. If I'm extra quiet on New Year's Day, it's because I'm taking zero chances in my year being ruined. 8. Bringing things into the house before anything leaves the house. I actually do this one as well. I leave a bag outside just before midnight, and this bag contains a candle, so I'll always have light and warmth. A bottle of water, so I won't go thirsty. Anyway, a loaf of bread, so I won't go hungry. A game, so I'll have plenty of fun. And money, so I'll have enough money to pay my bills. 9. Wearing new clothes apparently ensures you'll always have something to wear throughout the year. Well, that's always good. Who wants to run around naked? Apart from nudist people. 10. Opening all the doors and windows to let the old year out and the new year in. 11. Last but certainly not least, someone must be chosen to be the person who lets in the new year. According to Irish or Scottish tradition, a tall, dark-haired, good-looking man should be the first to step over the threshold. However, a red-headed woman is an absolute no-no. Well, that's all well and good, but during this pandemic, the closest tall, dark-haired, good-looking man to me is my neighbour. And I think he would question my sanity if I asked him to knock on my door and enter the house before leaving immediately. Is there any chance Tom Hiddleston is doing house visits? So, after all the quirky stuff, that brings us to New Year's Day itself. And what do most of us do? We make New Year's resolutions. Most of us make them every year. Most of us break them every year. And for those of you who make them and keep them, what's your secret? Is there a manual I can read? I think the most common ones are to eat less chocolate. Thank you to Love How Brown Cow podcast for that one. Yes, another podcast friends, just accept it. I'm just making you all my friends. Moving on. Losing weight, exercising more, going to the gym, drinking less alcohol, and travelling more. So why do we break these resolutions? I don't have a definitive answer, but I do have a theory. I think it's performance anxiety. Now, if I make my resolutions public, as in I tell my Facebook friends, it adds unnecessary pressure to succeed. There will always be people in your life who want you to succeed and others who desperately want you to fail. I've said it before and I'll say it again, Don't let those kind of people have access to your beautiful energies. From now on, I'll be making a private list of resolutions on New Year's Day, and I'll share it, maybe, with people on New Year's Eve and see if I can tick anything off the list. I have no grand expectations for 2021, and I certainly won't be spewing any woohoo, new year, new me crap. It will definitely be a new year, but I'm still going to be me. Yes, I have goals I want to achieve, and yes, I have emotional baggage I want to get rid of, but I'm still going to be slightly obsessed in a non-stalker kind of way with Tom Hiddleston, because he is a demigod. I'm still going to be into my witchy stuff, I'm still going to have a dirty mind, I'm still going to be an hilarious weirdo, and I'm still going to be a loyal friend. There might be things I'll change for the better, but I'll definitely still be me. You don't need to change everything about yourself in order to succeed. Unless, of course, you're a horrible human, and in that case, you absolutely do need to become a new you. I cannot see into the future. I cannot predict when this pandemic will end, and I cannot tell you if you'll be able to go back to having a normal life anytime soon. I can, however, tell you that you're awesome, and you can create the most wonderful year for yourself if you put your mind to it. Whatever your quirks for New Year's Eve, or your goals for 2021, I do hope you have a fantastic night and an incredibly awesome time reaching your personal goals. I send much love and best wishes to every single one of you. Can I just apologise real quick before we get on to the New Year quizzes? If my voice seems a bit croaky or seems a bit off today, don't panic. I don't have COVID. Not that I could spread it to you lovely lot anyway. It's simply because I drank almost a litre of Baileys on Christmas night, and now my throat and my nose is punishing me. I won't lie though, it was absolutely worth it. So, fuck you, stupid throat. But if it does seem like I'm a bit bunged up or anything, I'm not poorly. It's self-inflicted. Still worth it. Anyways, it's New Year quiz time! Hi there and welcome back. I have three New Year's quizzes today. Feel free to join in, pause the podcast, answer the questions, and you can even email me your answers if you like. So, let's begin. Quiz one is, we know your 2021 relationship status based on your breakfast preferences. So single then. That's the answer already, it's single. Anyways, let's give this a go. Pick a donut for Monday. Glazed, Boston cream, apple fritter, jelly filled. I'm going to go for Boston cream. Pick some pancakes for Tuesday. Buttermilk, chocolate chip, blueberry or strawberry. Chocolate chip. Nom nom nom. Pick a muffin for Wednesday. Banana nut, chocolate, blueberry, chocolate chip. Ooh, I do like a blueberry muffin. Pick some cereal for Thursday. Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms, Cocoa Puffs or Frosted Flakes. I don't really like cereal. So, I'm going to go for Frosted Flakes. Pick a pastry for Friday. Croissant, Danish, cinnamon roll or Pop-Tart. Croissant. Absolutely. Pick a waffle for Saturday. Cinnamon, pumpkin, chocolate or blueberry. Chocolate waffle. Tasty. Pick a sweet drink for Sunday. Hot cocoa, smoothie, frappe or juice. Oof, hot chocolate all the way. Oh, so according to this, I will be dating. What? That sounds awful. In 2021, you'll be spending your time dating and scoping out the prospects. You'll likely see some new places and meet new people. Well, that's all well and good, but I gave up dating because the dating pool is a cesspit pool. I doubt it's got any better, but you never know. Let's be optimistic about the new year. Moving swiftly on. So quiz two is, live as a celebrity for a day and we'll tell you if 2021 will be your year or not. Let me tell you right now, it is. It's going to be my year. I don't give a f*** what anyone says. Because 2020 was poop. So 2021, better be better. What do you do when you first wake up? Text my celebrity bestie. Have a breakfast buffet. Sign autographs. Swim in the pool. Text the bestie. I do that now anyway. Who is your celebrity bestie? Jennifer Aniston, Nicki Minaj, Camila Cabello, or Kendall Jenner? Jennifer Aniston it is. What are you doing in your spare time? Signing autographs, attending an award show, having a meet and greet, hanging with my significant other. Hanging with my significant other. What are you famous for? Acting, singing, reality TV, or sports? Oh no, I don't like sports. I do not like reality TV. I can't sing, but I've been faking orgasms for years, so I class that as acting. There we are. What are you doing in the evening? Hosting a party, performing, sleeping, being a guest star on the Jimmy Fallon show. Oof, I love Jimmy Fallon. We're going for that one. Choose an outfit to wear on a red carpet. Golden looking ball gown, a white summer dress, a navy blue business jacket, or a black business suit. For the red carpet, oh, let's be fancy. Let's go for the ball gown. Oh, see, yes. The answer is yes, as I predicted. 2021 is going to be your best year yet. It better be. It better be. So, quiz three is, would you rather? And this will reveal my 2021 relationship status. Well, according to myself, I'm going to be still single. But according to quiz one, I'm going to be dating. So, let's find out. Would you rather date your crush, but they hate you? Or date someone else you know, and they love you? Is that a trick question? Why would I date someone who hates me? That's weird. Obviously someone else. What a weird question. Would you rather meet your soulmate at 18, but they pass away the next year, or never meet them, but they live to be 100? Damn, this is mean. Well, no, I don't want them to die. Okay, never meet them. Would you rather date someone poor but hot or date someone rich and ugly? Poor but hot. Your money is no concern of mine. Would you rather break up with someone you hate but loves you or break up with someone you love but hates you? What? Okay, this is weird. Let me read that again. Would you rather break up with someone you hate but who loves you or break up with someone you love but hates you? Well, if I hate them, I don't want to be with them. But if they hate me, I don't want them to be with me. Someone I hate? Oh my God, this is tricky. Would you rather everyone hates you but the person you're dating, or everyone loves you but the person you're dating? So everyone in the world would love me except the person I'm with, or the person I'm with love me and everyone hates me. Well, I don't want family to hate me. I don't want my friends to hate me. Oh my God, this is an evil quiz. Would you rather everyone hates you but the person you're dating? Oh, person I'm dating. I'll just take the one person hating me, thank you. Would you rather be really ugly but smart or really hot but dumb? Ugly but smart, thank you. Would you rather be poor but have friends or be rich but be friendless? Well, I'd rather be poor and have friends, thank you. Oh, so according to this, I will be actually dating in 2021. Not sure I'm keen on the idea, but you never know. Someone out there might be smart enough and funny enough and weird enough to entice me back into the dating world. We will see. Well, that's the end of this episode. I do hope you've enjoyed it. If so, please like, share, subscribe, and leave me a review. If you would like to get in touch, my email is spiritualandsexy@gmail.com and you can find all my other social medias at www.linktree/spiritualandsexy. I truly appreciate all of my listeners and I wish you the happiest of New Year's. I will be back in 2 weeks. So for now, be good to yourself and play safe. Bye.